Well, last Sunday at the early masses, I shared the story about a young Catholic woman who brings her fiancé home to meet her parents, and the father invites the young man into his study for a talk. "So what are your plans?" the father asks. "I am a scripture scholar," the groom-to-be replied. "A scripture scholar? The father says. "Admirable. Well, how will you provide for my daughter?" "I will study," the young man replies, "and God will provide for us." "And how will you buy her a home such as she deserves?" asks the father. "I will concentrate on my studies," the young man replies, "and God will provide for us." "And children?" asks the father. "How will you support children?" "Don't worry, sir, God will provide," replied the young man. Later, the girl's mother asked her husband, "How did your talk go?" The father said, "Well, he has no job, no plans, and no prospects. But the good news is he thinks I'm God." So the message in today's gospel is God will provide. Notice in today's gospel it's from the famous Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus tells us not to worry. Not to worry about what you are to eat or to drink or how you are to live. God will provide. And this is the famous Sermon on the Mount. And four times in this short gospel, Jesus tells us, do not worry. Well, first, before we get into that topic of worry and how to overcome worry, there's an interesting sentence here. It says, "No one can serve two masters." I think it was Bishop Sheen who once said, this is the reason maybe why priests don't get married. You can't serve two masters, right? The wife and God. But let's get into the topic of worry. Because worry is something, anxiety, stress, these things affect us. And it's not good for us, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Worry is not good. And so I came across a few quotations about worry. One of them said, "Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday." Another one said, "Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere." Another quotation said, "Give your worries to God. He'll be up all night anyway." And the last one from Mark Twain said, "I am an old man and have known a great many troubles, most of which never happened." And that's a good point, because if you read actual studies about what people worry about, 40% of what people worry about are things in the future that will never happen. 30% of what people worry about are things from the past that are over and done with, and nothing can be done about it. 12% of people's worries are needless worries about their health. 10% are needless petty worries, which leave 8% as legitimate worries. So imagine that, 92% of what you worry about is unnecessary. And even that 8%, what should you do about that 8%? Instead of worrying, pray. Worry does no good, prayer does infinite good. Worry is not good, healthy, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. What do you do to defeat it? You pray. And in today's gospel, Jesus says, have faith, trust, and pray. So one practical suggestion is anytime you have a thought of worry, because you can only hold one thought in your mind at a time, replace it immediately with a prayer. Say an Our Father, or say a Hail Mary, or say a Memorare, or say the prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. Or again, say some of the prayers from the Rosary or the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So replace the worry with a prayer. Worry will do no good. Prayer will do infinite good. A famous prayer is the Serenity Prayer. You know, you've heard that prayer many times about asking God to help us to change the things we can, to accept what we cannot change, and have the wisdom to know the difference. Many people have been able to overcome worry by making their consecration to Jesus through the Blessed Mother, the total consecration of St. Louis de Montfort, where you consecrate yourself to Jesus through Mary. And that has given people great peace of mind in times of difficulty and hardship. There's also the famous book by the great Jesuit saint, St. Claude de la Colombière, called Trustful Surrender. And that book is very helpful to give people peace and to overcome worry, as well as Abandonment to Divine Providence by De Caussade. Abandonment to Divine Providence is a classic. One recent book that came out a few years ago is Dale Carnegie's book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. That book, How to Stop Worrying by Dale Carnegie, is an excellent book giving very practical advice on how to overcome worry and to eliminate this kind of distress and anxiety. Then, of course, the greatest prayer that we can participate in is the Holy Mass. Did you ever notice that at the end of Mass, there's a prayer to help us to get rid of anxiety and distress? It says, protect us from all evil, protect us from all distress, O Lord. So I encourage you to read some of these books, to practice daily prayer, especially if you're plagued with worry, stress, and anxiety. Pray more and worry less. So Jesus tells us in today's Gospel, 4 times, do not worry, but instead have complete trust in God, great faith, and pray. Lastly, what I wanted to do today is to walk you through the pledge process for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. You heard about it last week. So if you can just take the envelopes now, and I'll just walk you through the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. If you don't have an envelope, please raise your hand and the usher will come around to give you those. Or if you have them at the end of your pew, please pass them down. And as you're passing these out, make sure you have a pencil as well. I just want to remind everybody how beneficial the Bishop's Lenten Appeal is for our diocese. That some of the things that it takes care of is the education of our future priests, our seminarians. Our Diocese of Arlington, even though it's a rather small diocese compared to the rest of the country, we have 43 seminarians. And what a wonderful thing is that the Bishop's Lenten Appeal educates our seminarians, 43 of them, in their future priesthood. So, again, thanks so much for helping to educate our future priests throughout our diocese. Also, Catholic Charities and the works of Catholic Charities and prison ministry, the St. Lucy Project, helping the homeless, the poor, those in need of food, clothing, and shelter. What a wonderful thing our diocese does throughout all of our 69 parishes through Catholic Charities. This pledge that you'll make today also helps our youth ministry, our Catholic schools, all the religious ed programs, things like the Catholic Campus Ministries at George Mason and throughout the diocese. Then we also have a retreat house out in Winchester, the San Damiano Spiritual Center. The BLA supports the Spanish Apostolate Multicultural Ministries. Also the buying of new land for new parishes. We're very blessed. We're opening new churches and new schools in our diocese. I'm from Philadelphia, where sadly many churches and schools have closed down over the years because the demographics have changed in the inner cities, and they're closing beautiful churches and schools. Where our diocese, because of the growth of this area, Northern Virginia near D.C., the diocese has grown from 250,000 to well over 500,000 Catholics in the last few years. And so we're buying new land and opening new churches and opening new schools as well. Then there is the Office of Family Life, the Respect Life, that helps to save the lives of unborn children. The Family Life Office trains couples for marriage and does marriage preparation, and the conferences for the engaged. And then there is evangelization efforts that are going on throughout the diocese and even in the Dominican Republic. So your pledge today will help to fund all of these things. So you notice that there should be a pencil in each of the envelopes. And even if you already made your pledge already in your, maybe you got the mailing and you already sent in your pledge, that's okay. Just the diocese would like us still to fill this out with all the information of our name, address, and if you've already made your pledge, just put a little check in that box that says, I have already made my pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. The important things would be in the bottom left corner where it says parish name, to put St. Mary of Sorrows, even if you're visiting from St. Leo's or St. Clair's today. You're welcome to give us the credit and put St. Mary of Sorrows. That'll make Father Barquette look really good. And so every year we not only meet but excel our goal. And then also on the back of the envelope, you'll see where it says here in the top left-hand corner, please print your first and last name. That will be a big help to our parish because you don't mail these in. You just put these in the basket that will be collected in just a couple minutes from now. The ushers will come around in 2 minutes from now to collect all of these. So the other suggestion is, they say when you seal it, don't put the pencil inside because we run out of pencils that way. So the last thing that I wanted to, that I noticed, if you read the part at the top here, there is a generous benefactor that is going to match any gift that's like a brand new gift. Or if you gave $50 last year and give $100 this year, then that additional $50, a benefactor will match all the way up to $400,000 throughout the diocese. So if you never made a pledge before, please consider to do so. And it's best for the diocese if you make a 10-month pledge rather than, let's say, give a one-time gift. If you're able to give, let's say, $10 a month, that would be, for 10 months, that would be a $100 pledge. Or $50 a month would be a $500 pledge. Whatever you can do would be wonderful to support the works of the diocese. And again, if you're a brand new pledger, that will be matched by a generous donor. So again, thank you so much. And let's say a Hail Mary now for all of you and for your families and for all the spiritual and material needs of our diocese. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So just take another moment, and the ushers will come around in a minute to collect these pledges. So if you can just pass them maybe towards the center of the church, the ushers will come around to collect them. Again, thank you so much for your generosity.